And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 4th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet C.K. Williams, born in Newark, 1936, grew up in a poor family, went to college to play basketball, took an English course, decided to write poems. He was Jewish, but he hadn't heard of the Holocaust until he was in his early 20s. His parents had hidden all of that from him. And then he went to work on a long poem focused on Anne Frank. He said, "After the Anne Frank poem, I seemed to be able to write poems I wanted to write in a way that satisfied me, that made the struggle with the matter and form and surface of the poems bearable and, more to the point, purposeful." A Day for Anne Frank became the first poem in his first book entitled Lies, which came out in 1969. C.K. Williams, famous for writing poems with very long lines, longer than would fit on the page. Williams said, "I have three grandsons who, of course, are above average, way above average, needless to say, and when I'm with them, I feel a sort of primeval hope, their vibrance, their optimism, the way they're so firmly in the world without thinking about it. When I'm not with them and I think about the world, I am not in a very hopeful mood." It's the birthday of the humorist Will Rogers, born near Ulloga, Oklahoma, 1879, son of a successful rancher. He became a Broadway showman, Hollywood actor, public speaker, radio commentator, newspaper columnist. For 13 years, it was the most widely read column of its day. Will Rogers, who said, "Too many people spend money they don't have to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like." He said, "Everyone is ignorant only on different subjects. Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment." He said, "When you're through learning, you're through." And Will Rogers said, "When you find yourself in a hole, quit digging." And it was on this day in 1918 the poet Wilfred Owen was killed in World War I at the age of 25, just a week before the war came to an end. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams entitled Droplets. Even when the rain falls relatively hard, only one leaf at a time of the little tree you planted on the balcony last year, then another leaf at its time, and one more, is set trembling by the constant droplets. But the rain, the clouds flocked over the city, you at the piano inside, your hesitant music mingling with the din of the downpour, the gush of rivulets loosed from the eaves, the iron railings and flowing gutters, all of it fuses in me with such intensity that I can't help wondering why my longing to live forever has so abated that it hardly comes to me anymore, and never as it did as regret for what I might not live to live, but rather as a layering of instants like this, transient, as the mist drawn from the rooftops, yet emphatic as any note of the nocturne you practice, and the storm faltering, fading into its own radiant passing, you practice again." Droplets, a poem by C.K. Williams from his collected poems published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.